produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to our program, God Can, presented by Pastor Stanley Moodley, Senior Pastor at Faith Center Ministries International. This program will give you practical tips and foundational biblical principles to propel your life to new heights with Jesus Christ. Listen in now with your host, Pastor Stanley Moodley.
Hallelujah. I greet you all in the wonderful and precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is for us to come into your homes, wherever you are in the world, watching church online this morning. God is good. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the famous passage that we have been reading for a number of weeks now, Matthew chapter 6. And I'm going to read today from verses 33 to 34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, we're in the series called Worry Less, Trust More, or Worry Less, Pray More. Initially, when I started the series, I thought, well, maybe we could go on for about 4 weeks, but we're gone for about 8 weeks right now, and I just can't stop because I want you to know that there is power in the name of Jesus. We have victory in the name of Jesus. So why worry when you can pray? Trust Jesus, and he will lead the way. What a difference it makes if we obey God and rest on his promises. If we keep our focus correct and seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness first, then God's promise is that he will take care of my needs. Hallelujah. Therefore, I have no fear of the future. I have no anxiety, for my treasure is in heaven, and God is my security for the present and for the future. But what does this mean in practical terms? What are some practical steps each of us can take to conquer the spirit of fear? First of all, focus on today, not tomorrow or yesterday. Some of us are crippled by the mistakes of the past. We lie awake at night, reliving the past humiliations, anticipating the consequences of past misdeeds, regretting the tragedy of missed opportunities. No teaching is more clear in Scripture than this one. The past is gone. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. Hallelujah. Now, Paul advises us in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 to forget those things that are past. Isn't that great advice? Forget those things of the past. Forget those things that have already taken place.
Of course, one way of preventing future worries is to seek to be the persons of character today. We cannot do anything about yesterday, but we can do something about today. Guilt plays a large role in many people's anxiety. Forget those things that are past. We also to forget those things that are yet to come. Now, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, do not be anxious about tomorrow. Each day has trouble enough of its own. We need to concentrate on today. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Today is the only day that we can be certain of. And that is what Matthew 6:34 is speaking about. The future. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I tell you what, every day we press on our television, we switch on our remote from channel to channel, every news channel, every newspaper is full of troubles, full of worries and anxiety. Now, worry is the preoccupation in the present with the fear of what may take place in the future. There is nothing wrong with having contingency plans, with planning for the future. We need to plan ahead, but we must not become preoccupied and fearful of the future. The future, church, is in the hands of a living God. The future is in Christ Jesus. The future is in the hands of a mighty God. And we need to live for God in the present and not live for ourselves, fearing as to what will become of the future. There are many that are so concerned about what will happen to their children and their children's children. People are worried about whether they will eat tomorrow. But I want you to know today that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The tomorrow is already in the hands of God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, if you try the Lord, you will know Jesus is the answer. We look through David from the heart to the mind. David says to the Lord, show me any thoughts that carry me away from fellowship with you. It is just as important to keep your mind clean as it is to keep your heart clean. Jesus even said, the greatest commandment of all was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. Now, there is nothing wrong with a one-track mind if that track is fixed on God. Let us fix our mind on God. Now, did you know that the mind is more powerful than the body in determining the quality of the life that you live? You can be sick in your body, but if you've got a healthy mind, you can live a productive life. Yet if you can be an Olympic weightlifter or a boxer, but if you have a sick mind, you will have a sick life. Now, the Caring Institute put it this way: keep your thoughts positive, because your thoughts become your words. Keep your words positive, because your words become your actions. Keep your actions positive, because your actions become your habits. Keep your habits positive, because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive, because your values become your destiny. But you notice, it all begins with the mind. And I want us to know today that our mind needs to be cleansed. We need to have the mind of Christ, like the Apostle Paul says. We need to put on the mind of Christ. We don't always like to reveal what is on our minds, especially if it is negative or if it's embarrassing. The word for anxieties here literally means anxious thoughts. Sometimes God will bring tests into our life to try us, to show us where our anxieties and our fears are, that we might put our trust in Him, even if it is hard to admit. Put your trust in Jesus, church, for there is no other way but Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I want you to know today and give you some advice as to where to keep your problems. Now, if you keep your problems in your head, you will go mad. If you keep your problems in your heart, you will have a heart attack. If you keep your problems in your mouth, you will always talk about it and get more depressed. If you keep your problems in your house, you may have a broken home. If you keep your problems to yourself, you will die with them. If you keep your problems with your neighbors, they may gossip about it. If you ignore your problems, you will only be prolonging the evil days. If you keep your problems with your relatives, you may be mocked. If you keep your problem with your friends, he or she might betray your trust. If you keep your problems in your face, you may look ugly. If you disclose your problems in the office, they may avoid you. If you keep your problems in your bed, you may have nightmares. If you take your problems to school, you will surely fail. If you take your problems to Satan, it will become worse than ever before. So, church, today, why not put your problems in a bag and hang it on the cross of Jesus Christ, because only He can solve your problems. And I want you to know today, whatever you leave at the cross of Jesus, my Jesus cares, because I have told you that burdens are lifted at Calvary. And I want you to know today that as you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So why worry? Worry less. Pray more, worry less, trust more, because we have words of assurance. In 1 Peter 5, 7, the Bible tells us, cast your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4, 19, for my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3, 20, for He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that worketh in us. John 16, 33, in me you shall have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Church, if you are blessed by these comforting words of God, leave your problems at the feet of an almighty God, the God who cares, the God who understands, and the God who knows everything about everything that you are going through, church. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. In Matthew 8, 23 to 27, now when He got into a boat, His disciples followed Him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea. So that boat was covered with the waves, but He was asleep. Then His disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But He said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the waves and the winds obey him? Hallelujah! Nature obeys him. He said, be still. The winds and the waves obeyed the command of the master. Did they not know who it was who got into the boat with them that day? The one who created the oceans, the current, the wind and the waves was on that little ship that day. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, church, your ship is not going down if the creator is on board. Hallelujah. You're not going down if the maker is on board with you. Hallelujah, church. The storm does not distress Jesus, no matter how hurt, shattering our problems may be. Do not cause our God to fear. He said, oh, he of little faith, look what happened. They all stayed in the boat. They all continued the journey, and they all reached the other side. Let me tell you, church, today, when Jesus Christ is in your storm, when Jesus is in your crisis, when Jesus is right there, you no need to fear, because you are not going down when Jesus is there. Hallelujah! Ain't going down. You ain't going down when Jesus is on the boat, church. Hallelujah! They all stayed on the boat. They continued the journey, and they all reached the other side. Let me tell you right now, the crisis that we are in, the circumstances of the world around us would not affect our faith in God, and his ability causes us to reach the intention he has for our lives. What an amazing God, a creator of the universe who says, put your trust in me. Hallelujah. Man-made things have a limited warranty or a guarantee. 1 year, 2 years, some doesn't have a warranty. But let me tell you, the God that we serve has placed an eternal warranty upon you today, because the circumstances of this world around us must not affect our faith in God. God is never surprised by our circumstances. Let me tell you, he was not surprised by the persecution of the early church. He was not surprised by the world wars. God is not surprised by the plagues, by the measles, mumps, smallpox, the SARS, swine flu, or this demonic coronavirus, the COVID-19. This has not caught him by surprise. Let me tell you, my God has not lost control. God has never lost control. And neither should we, church. The coronavirus fear is paralyzing people. This COVID-19 fear is gripping their hearts. More people, let me tell you, may not die of coronavirus, but of fear. Let us seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all, church, when I say all, God means all things will be added unto you, be it financial, spiritual, material, physical, whatever it is. When you seek God's kingdom first, it shall be added unto you. This coronavirus causes us to do very reactionary things. Creates confusion, despair, depression, oppression. I tell you what, our news is filled with the number of people that are dying with coronavirus every day. But it doesn't tell us how many people died of heart attacks, of cancer, of fear-related diseases, sudden deaths. More people are succumbed to fear than anything else in the world right now. Will we have a job? Will we have a business? Will I have money to pay my rent or my bond or my vehicle? I know these are difficult times, but seek first the kingdom of God, church. We may not be assembling together as saints of God, but right where we are, we can evangelize from our homes. We can use our social media not to spread gossips and fear, but rather to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. At this time, we need to have a sound mind. In 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Perspective is an important word. Things like height and distance allows us to rationalize what is real and what is imaginary. You've heard it said, hard to see the forest for the trees. Sometimes you have to step back and take a bigger picture. That is perspective, church. If you just lay in bed at night and worry about the things you cannot even see, quantify or believe God for, you are going to be filled with fear. Our reactionary response gives credit to the enemy. It's a trap to not follow good precautionary measures. Whether we have a service in a building or not has nothing to do with our faith. It is just good common sense at this stage. We end up looking like fools if people become sick with the virus from our church. We lose our level of influence. So we are using common sense at this time. Social distancing is the best defense against any pandemic. It is more about not overloading our healthcare system than it is catching COVID-19. But don't be fooled. God is our source, no matter what the circumstance is, church. God is our source. He has used your job to provide for you. He can and will use anything to take care of us. Hallelujah. He can and He will use anything. This means faith. You've got to have faith. So how do we plan for our immediate future? Utilize this time. Family time. Rest. Working on the projects you keep putting off. Sow into your family. Sow into your career. Sow into your home. Sow into ministry. Let your church, you are the church, move outside the four walls that have been restricting your growth. Promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. Promote online attendance. You know, there are so many people in our congregation. In fact, we have 1,000. We don't get all of them online. Your work of evangelism, your spiritual walk with Jesus, you can start promoting online church. Promote the ministry of Faith Center. Send out worship. Send out prayer list. Promote community family participation. Send a daily uplifting Facebook update. Become a resource for your members. Tell those people around you that have not come to our online church today, that are your neighbors, that are your friends, that they have missed something. They must go onto YouTube or to Facebook and get today's message on worry less, pray more, to cast our burdens on Jesus and not to carry it ourselves. Become a resource for people who have no one to turn to. Hope is always a great message to preach. Your lifestyle, actions, and words are the best message the world will ever see. without any fault of our own. We have to create a new normal. Church, we're trusting God for a miracle for these people this morning. Hallelujah. Let us believe wherever you are. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you through your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we bring before you the many requests that we have received. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will answer every request, every prayer request, be it financial, spiritual, material, physical. We thank you, Lord, that your people believe in prayer and that you are a prayer answering God. Lord, this morning we bring before you a great servant, Lord, in Apostle Michael Henry. I pray, Father God, that you will touch him, that you would have your hands upon him. And I pray, Father God, that you would heal and make him whole in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for Pastor Sean Naidu. I pray, oh God, that you will touch him. Have your hands upon him. We know that the days of miracles are not yet over. I pray, Lord, that you will touch your servants this morning. Lord, bless their families. We pray, Lord, their families will be protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bring before you our brother Chan, Ansraj, oh God, that you will touch and heal and make him whole. We bring before you Gimal Chetty, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh Lord, and know that your hands are not short, neither are your ears heavy, that you're not able to reach out this morning. I pray, Father God, that you will reach out, Lord, to these people in need this morning. Every person, Lord, that has sent a prayer request, Lord, by email, by WhatsApp, by SMS, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that every prayer will be answered. We come against the spirit of COVID-19. We come against this devil of coronavirus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And I pray, Father God, every disease, every work of the enemy shall bow at the name of Jesus. And we pray for victory in Jesus Christ our Lord. I bring before you every, Lord, person that are tuned online today. I, Lord, you know their needs. You know their request. I pray that you will reach out to them and protect them by the blood of the Lamb of God. I pray blood protection in Jesus' mighty name. I pray, Lord, that you anoint our ears this morning and help us to listen. And Lord, we pray that you give us revelation knowledge to your word in the name of the Lord our God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
For more information about Faith Center Ministries International, call our offices on 031-464-5839. That's 031-464-5839. Or visit us at 341 Stella Road, Malvern.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.